Don't talk until I bring you in. I swear to God.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a nice, fun episode. Somewhat of an emergency episode, and I've got a helper here.
Emergency! Oh, shit, I talked before you told me.
You're so stupid. You may know her as the Kim Immigrant. Today, she's going by Kim Bread.
I just made that up.
No, you're Kim Bread this time.
Okay, fine.
It's a play on Inbred. I appreciate the breaking news that you brought to me here. Yeah, so what's going on today? Today being 11-12.
Yep, November yesterday, 11-11 was supposed to be the biggest energy day, manifestation of
according
energy.
To Kim Kardashian, right?
Well, yeah.
And you're big on news on her for some witches. Reason.
Witches in general, yes.
Okay.
I'm not a witch. I think it's creepy and fucked up. So
you have some friends that kind of practice that stuff, though.
I have a lot of people that
even though I haven't met any of your friends, and I really don't think you have any.
Dude, they all live in California or now pretty much across the country. Because
that's what
all
the new
migrated.
Kid in school says. Like, oh, I got the God. Girlfriend with the biggest boobs, but she lives in Canada.
Oh my God! You know I'm from California, you dick face.
Well, you're from Arizona, bud. So
I was born in Arizona.
That
but
means
I...
you're from.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, so let's before we get off the rails right away here.
Twittergate.
What is going on?
Twittergate.
What is it?
The $8 verification checkmark. I knew was going to be a fucked up thing. I knew the minute that Elon Musk wanted to make people pay for their checkmarks, I knew that I was like, well, then anybody could be a checkmark. Anybody could be anybody. And that's exactly what happened. Anybody is pretending to be everybody.
And so this broke today while I was out trying to make a buck.
Right.
With my body. No, I was door dashing as a little side hustle.
I sent you to the streets.
Yeah, and so you call me in the middle of a delivery, and you're screaming erratically.
I was throwing my feces.
Yeah, it was a little wild. So you get into, and you're fumbling your words, and you're like, oh my God, this is going on.
Hyperventilating, I fainted for a couple minutes, yeah.
Yeah, you get really, you love drama.
I think this is really exciting. It's basically, people are calling it the death of Twitter. The $8 verification backfired because people decided to buy $8 verifications for just a few examples. Ted Cruz, a fake Ted Cruz, verified, said some really fucked up shit. Eli Lilly.
And we're going to get into some of these tweets, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to just like let everyone know what the fake people said. They basically verified tweets. So people out of the blue, just everybody was excited about their verification, right?
Yeah,
and
then
it started backfiring big time last night. It was
I love a good backfire.
It was like a 12-hour period, I think. It was like midnight yesterday to like, or no, midnight the day before yesterday to last night midnight. And now you cannot buy a verification anymore. They suspended all the verified bullshit. So because of this reason.
Okay, hold on real quick. Conspiracy show here. Do you think that this was kind of a plan with the charging? I mean, obviously you knew this. I know you're a little techie. Let's face it, though. Neither one of us are like genius, supposedly the level that we're told Elon Musk is.
Yeah.
Do you think that this was something that they kind of knew was going to happen here?
He obviously did not consult any of his like projection people, you know, or his like marketing projectors,
okay.
You know, that and like stuff like that. Like this has happened before already to several other sites, Tumblr being the biggest one that this has happened to. So he knew, he should have known. That's why I think he was trying to negotiate the sale of Twitter for so long, because the dog is chewing a bone.
It's fine. Just keep going.
Because I don't think he wanted to pay that much, because I think he wanted to dismantle it. He fired a bunch of people. I think he's trying to destroy it. I think. Mm. And like he even said, like one of his tweets, I don't know if it was the real him or not, because this started with celebrities changing their names to Elon Musk.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that stupid Kathy Griffin. What? No, Kathy Griffin.
The redhead girl?
Yeah, is that her name?
Yeah.
That's the same name as Family Guy.
Yeah, yeah, Peter and Lois and Brian Griffin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin, the one that held the headless Trump up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she basically changed her name to Elon Musk and started talking shit, and then he suspended her. And then she used her dead mother's still live Twitter account to change that name to Elon Musk to talk shit. And that like spawned craziness, because I guess a couple days, not even a couple days, maybe one day later, you can now buy verification, which spawned a shitstorm.
Mm. And the price changed around a little bit, obviously. We got a little bit. I mean, this is all...
They wanted $8. That's what they settled on. It was going to be 10 or something or 12. Now it's $8.
And this is all kind of like on the surface. It seems like we're just talking about bullshit gossip. gossip with Elon Musk here, but this gets very interesting.
It gets real serious real quick. And this happened on Tumblr. Let me explain how it happened on Tumblr. Tumblr wanted money for celebrities to keep their Tumblr accounts, right? To verify a Tumblr account. Most of the people did pay for it right off the bat because it was something new. They're like, oh, okay, I don't want to lose my Tumblr. Tom Green's one of the people that didn't, but someone paid for a Tom Green verified Tumblr account, and it was called Taste and Smells, and it was a majority, well, all of the pictures were of cock penises.
Awesome.
And it was called...
I thought you meant roosters. Thank you for clarifying
Tom
penises.
Tom Green's Taste and Smells, and it was just his favorite things that he likes to taste and smell, and they were all pictures of... cocks, some pretty, some not, you know.
So interesting.
It was a wide variety, which was,
I hope that there were some black ones in there so that we're not racist.
Right? Who knows? I didn't get a chance to see it. That,
well, you just said some pretty, some not, so now you're just lying.
Well, no, that's what I read. That's what it said. But okay. I can't see it. No one can see it now. It's basically gone, I assume. I didn't actually look because this happened so quick. But it caused the death of Tumblr. Like, nobody wanted to be involved in Tumblr. Like, everybody just kept their pages and didn't. Like, it basically killed Tumblr. Like, everything does. Mm. Vine is dead. Like, you know how things... Instagram is dying. You know, shit like that. Twitter was a real sudden death, and it was just yesterday.
You know what? Let me put my conspiracy hat on here really quick,
God,
okay?
Because
I like to do this. You know... Who really runs social media right now? Meta, because they own Instagram, which is my favorite platform.
They just lost a bunch of money and fired a bunch of people.
Okay, hold your damn tongue for just a second, woman. Please, just relax for a second. Let me just get a thought. You've been going basically straight for 5 minutes. If Mark Zuckerberg is the one that controls social media, Twitter would be like that biggest rival. TikTok, obviously, that's in with China, so it's a different story. But for American social media, you've got basically Facebook or Meta versus Twitter. If Mark Zuckerberg, under the table, kind of slid Elon Musk a little bit of this money to do this, because, I mean, you know, Zuckerberg's pretty damn wealthy, too, and he's got a vested interest in this.
That is
what
not
if,
unplausible. It's completely plausible.
So what if they're like, hey, Elon, go in there, fuck around, make this look like a big car crash, and more and more people will just be focused on the benefits of Meta and Instagram and all this shit.
I would like to get into these tweets. We haven't even talked about the tweets yet.
Yeah, let's do it. I actually want to hear some from the companies really badly.
Okay.
Do it in any order that you choose.
Okay, I'm going to do it in like funny, serious, funny, funny, serious, kind of like that. So the first funny one that I noticed that was kind of underrated, they kind of glanced over it and just like chuckled, but it's fucking, it's fucked up. It's dark.
Okay.
OJ Simpson, verified account. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I did it. That's fucked up.
That is not good. Yeah, that's
one of
though.
The very, there's several now, but one of the several Elon Musk accounts, and I have him written down like some of his tweets.
I'm
going
to try and see if I can find these celebrities' reactions to what people are saying.
More than
they
one
said.
Elon Musk account. Elon Musk, verified account. Today we will be offering Twitter Gold, a free subscription that gets you yearly vacations and nightly dinners with me, only if your name is Grimes. Please come back. I miss you. And that was one from Elon Musk. Ben Shapiro, verified account. I have always wondered what a woman's body feels like and looks like in real life without clothes. That would be so cool. Ted Cruz, verified account, replied to Ben Shapiro and said, you know, the first time I entered my human wife, I said, groaning in her ear, this is exactly how mother said it would feel.
Interesting.
These are all, that was Ted Cruz's verified account. Now, a serious one. Eli Lilly and Company, which is the biggest billion-dollar insulin company in the world.
Is that true?
It's an insulin company. It makes all the insulin. Billion-dollar company. It's called Eli Lilly and Company. Okay. I've never heard of it before this. But I mean,
I've heard of it, but I didn't realize they were the largest in... And I am looking at their stock, like you said, which I will mention after
Eli
this.
Eli Lilly and Company, insulin. We are happy to announce insulin is free now.
And they were marking up the prices really bad, too.
Yeah.
So their shares have fallen... $16 today, 4.37% down to 352.
It's fallen 346 points in total since that tweet. And like 3 hours after...
Oh, sure, yeah.
3 hours after that tweet, they made a public tweet denying that was them, saying they're trying to find out who is responsible, and they've been in contact with Elon Musk's company because the tweet has been up for 3 hours and it's not... accurate information. So they're basically, and then the Elon company, you know, verified with account, the fake one, was like, oh, my bad, is life-saving medicine not supposed to be free? Mm. Also, the creator, they also tweeted, Eli and Lilly and company fake verified account tweeted.
Eli Lilly, not Eli and Lilly.
My bad. The creator of insulin gave away the patent so people would have free insulin, I thought.
Mm.
That's what the like fake verified. So that like the fake verified account and Eli Lilly real were going back and forth arguing, you need to save lives for free. We're not going to fucking do that.
Yeah.
That's why their stock dropped 346 points.
Well, hey, don't worry about it. They're still up 80 on the year, so.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Don't worry. They're still making money.
Ugh, Jesus fucking Christ. Terrible,
whoa,
terrible.
Chill out there.
Sorry,
jeez.
Terrible, terrible, terrible company. Killing people left and right. Oh, my God. I didn't even get into the insurance companies that are verified.
yeah, let's get into those.
Okay, so another funny one. Let's lighten it up. George W. Bush verified account. I love killing Iraqis. Tony Blair.
Hey, it's not false.
Tony Blair's verified account. Same. Just a reply
That's awesome.
Tweet. Same.
I wonder real quick. I wonder if the person that did that Eli Lilly tweet, if they're like sweating right now, or if
I think that all of the people are gonna get. I think that they're gonna fucking January 6th. All these people, like the serious people that make like the Lockheed Martins on this list.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Like serious motherfucking people are going to get serious repercussions, like terrorist acts shit. Because remember how they're trying to say conspiracy theorists are turning into terrorists? They're trying to fucking call
that.
Yeah, this is going to be a part of that. This is okay. What that is.
Yeah, fair.
So, okay, Rudy Giuliani. Oh, my God. He went fucking off. There's like 30 different tweets that are one line tweets about how I maybe made a poo poo in Air Force One. I'm
nice.
Not going to tell you. Okay, and then one of them is, Helen Keller is a dusty, fraudulent bitch.
That wow, by best. Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, that was the best one that I
saw. It sounds like something he'd say.
Yeah, exactly. The way he says it, Helen Keller's a dusty, fraudulent bitch.
With his lisp.
Yeah, dusty,
and
fraudulent
And dye running
bitch.
Down his head.
Dusty, fraudulent bitch.
Yeah, New Yorker with a little lisp.
Nintendo had a verified account, and it was basically just middle finger Mario pics, and then porn... with his mouth open, soliciting Luigi.
Soliciting or fellatiating?
No, just solicit. Like it said, "Mamma mia, oh Luigi," stuff like that.
Okay.
With his mouth open and his
tongue
out.
That's just a playful one.
And then middle finger. Nestle, this is a big one.
Okay.
We steal your water and sell it back to you.
You know, it would have been nice if they would have mentioned something about the child labor that
Keep
they
going.
Use.
I'm not done yet. Okay. This is a four fucking page list.
Okay.
Did you hear me, Nestle? They're going to, whoever made verified account's probably going to go get in big trouble.
Because it's true.
Going to lose money. It's very true, but we steal your water and sell it back to you.
Yeah.
That's all they ever did on that fucking account. Worth it. Again, we're going to go back to Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, I stand with Kyrie and Kanye because George Soros pushed me down in the street once and I was stuck on my back like a turtle for several minutes. I feel like
that's alluding to the thing where he was like touched in Target or something.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
said he was assaulted. I think it was Target, but that's awesome.
Awesome, right? He, okay. Like I said, he went off, but those are the two funniest.
Well, he didn't, but yeah.
Right, Lockheed Martin verified account.
Okay.
We will begin halting all weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the U.S. until further investigation into their record of human rights abuses.
Did that make their stock fall? Because that's how they make their money, is by
making
weapons of death.
I don't know, but that one got posted.
Let's
and
see.
That's a serious, serious one. Like, that's something. BP Global is on this list, dude.
Okay.
Chiquita Banana made a real fucking bold claim. You're gonna, I'm giddy about this shit. It's so, I'm so like, the internet is exploding.
Yeah, Lockheed Martin's stock fell
the
over
snake
the last.
Is literally eating itself, dude.
$4.90 was its peak recently, just a day ago, 2 days ago, and it fell down to $4.60. $4.90 down to $4.63.
Every one of these companies that was mentioned is. Fucked.
That's so funny.
Ooh, which brings me to the next
one. That's billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, billions, dude. That fucking, the insulin company is...
Watch your mouth. No one likes a lady that curses
Sorry.
This much.
I'm really excited.
I know, but it's like,
okay,
it's wild.
Do you want to hear the next one on the list?
Yeah.
Pepsi.
Oh, good.
Pepsi's verified account...
Never heard of her.
Pepsi's verified account said, one sentence and that's it. Coke is better.
That's yeah. awesome.
And then Coke's verified account said, if we get 1,000 retweets, we will put cocaine back into our recipes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fucking Elon Musk said that too. Like,
yeah, that's
this
I bet
autistic nerd.
I bet you he's like literally just like the Mark Cuban's on this list. But I bet you that he's doing the same. He's fucking himself. Like, he's got a bunch of these fake accounts himself and showing people how easy it is to just like disrupt everyone's idea of news
yeah.
and information.
Yeah. And yeah. Mark Cuban, like we were kind of mentioning, he's a techie guy, yeah. right? So
yeah.
Yeah. Pretty wild. That's
so
funny.
The next one, verified account from BP Global.
Okay.
Just because we killed the planet doesn't mean we can't miss it. Sad face emoji.
Which company is this?
BP Global, the oh. BP oil spill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Okay. Fair.
Chiquita Banana.
Yes.
Chiquita verified account. We've just overthrown the government of Brazil.
Nice. Facts.
Facts. And Chiquita, but the actual verified Chiquita Banana Company had to post a tweet saying, this is false. We have not overthrown a government since 1956.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it was the verified account. It could have been another fake
yeah,
Chiquita.
Yeah, it's probably a fake one. Yeah, that's wild, though.
Yeah.
This is A-level trolling.
Right. Oh, dude. It, like I said, the trolls have killed Twitter. It's kind of amazing.
Hey, you know, the world's burning. Let's just laugh all the way
down. I know.
Down.
I'm really excited to see the South Park episode about this.
Yes. True. True. Oh, man.
Okay, so Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is kind of a downer. This is a downer
is
one.
Is it dark?
It's a downer.
Okay.
Insurance carriers make money by not allowing access to medical care. Employers are willingly signing contracts and paying us to deny access to healthcare. As long as employers pay, our profits grow bigger. So basically, yeah, this yeah. Blue Shield Blue Cross is saying, if you have health insurance through your boss, they're paying so that, like, they're going to deny most of your shit.
Yeah.
Anything you need, they're going to make you pay more or deny. So having healthcare is a scam.
Always thought
it was.
All insurances. Yep. All insurances.
I always thought it was.
And I understand that insurance salesmen aren't necessarily all like the devil. You know, I've been having an issue with my insurance lately, just to personalize this. And, you know,
because it's all about you.
Well, I mean, the listener's like a personal story, whether it's me or someone else. You're not a personable person. I am. I get in
I
there.
I sound personable. I can fake it pretty well.
Yeah. Well, except for when you're saying fuck every other word.
I got really excited. So I got I ahead tell. Of myself. I took a bonger break before this. My bad.
Okay. Well, usually people mellow out. I think this is like ADHD medicate, like Ritalin for a kid.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to smoke, probably. It's
I
like,
wanted to make myself a cup of coffee before this, but
well,
I
didn't. Well, thank you for not. but no, so I'm having an issue with my insurance company, and they're really understanding. They're cool. They kind of messed up.
Because they want your money.
Of course they do. But I'm saying, like, if they screw me over in any way, I'm just going to go somewhere cheaper. I got State Farm. It's relatively cheap.
AAA auto insurance is pretty cheap.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's the same one that you had when you fucked your car up and then they just took it from you.
No, no, that was a different insurance I got.
Is that the General?
No.
What was that?
No, it was just some weird off-brand insurance that I got really quick because I got a brand new car and I needed full cover insurance.
Great value insurance.
An insurance agent found like literally the cheapest, completely cheapest full coverage insurance I could get. So that's what that was. Anyways, wonderful. Let's go back to the list.
Yeah, please.
George Washington verified account.
No way. Yes. I thought he was dead.
Right? Who knew?
Okay.
George Washington verified account. Hello, peasants. I was rolling around in my grave and decided to resurrect. Great things to come.
Nice.
Yeah. The sad thing about it
is... It was kind of just funny.
Yeah. The sad thing about it is that all these fake verified accounts are now suspended, so they're all gone. So I found what I could get, and then I couldn't
find
anymore.
Well, and don't you
find
that a little suspicious? I know that we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but that all these came out relatively around the same time.
Within the first six hours of being able to purchase... That's... It's the snake eating its own tail. Like... Elon Musk did this to prove a point. I know he did for a fact. He warned his employees. There was like articles in the news the last couple of days saying that he's been warning his employees that they're going to have to work really, really hard. It's going to be a shitstorm.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
even tweeted about how Twitter's going to get real messy in the next couple months. Just
so do
bear
you
with me.
Do you
he
think
fucking
that he
warned everyone?
So he knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you think that it was intentional to bring Twitter down?
Yeah.
I mean, so what is the message there? Because he's not a hero.
No, I think it's just to cause chaos and to have everybody.
Chaos magic.
He even said too, in the midst of the chaos, is the Twitter's at an all-time usage high. You know, it's all fucking like it's asshole marketing. He's a big time prick. He doesn't look at the big picture for next year. He looks at the big picture 5 years from now. He's a prick.
Yeah. I will say he made me a lot of money on Dogecoin and I got it. I mean, I got in there a long time ago and then he made me some serious cash.
Yeah.
With Doge.
So let's get back to the list. We're going to go to Ted Cruz again because he
spent
been
all
so,
the cash.
Like, yeah, right. Of course, you know. Money is meant to be spent.
Money's for spending. I try to save it. I'm trying to save. I'm getting better. We're getting more frugal, but continue.
Money spends like water. The more you make, the more you spend.
Okay, let's go. You fucking Buddha
so,
over here.
So, Ted Cruz.
Confucius, go.
Ted Cruz verified account. I am pro-life because I eat babies. 9 months after... That's just the iceberg. I am pro-life because I eat babies. 9 months after prom night, I search the dumpsters for dinner.
Wow.
The meat is fresh and sweet.
Oh, this is Ted Cruz?
This is Ted Cruz, verified account.
He said it, not me, folks.
Right. This one's kind of awesome. Jesus Christ, verified account.
No way.
Jesus Christ is a verified account on Twitter.
Okay.
Who has two thumbs and is verified? This guy,
nice.
Jesus Christ.
Nice.
He also, and then the news started
picking
up. At least
they didn't do anything fucked up.
Right, and then last night's evening news started picking up on the whole Twitter's getting, like, you know, crazy. And they posted, they made a news article about how fake Jesus Christ is on Twitter. And then he added the news stations, every single one of them that mentioned him, by the way.
That'd be funny if a bunch of Christians, like, freaked out and started following that account.
Right.
And they're like,
listen. Well, like I said, he added every single news fucking station that ran that story, and it said, to whom it may concern, why the assumption that I'm fake? Like, he's literally interacting with people as he's Jesus Christ. I believe it.
I mean, I don't, but I will say for
also,
the sake of this that I do.
There was Pope Francis and Pope John Paul I who had back and forth conversations about how the Catholic Church should start charging $8 a month.
Yeah.
And Pope John Paul I actually mentioned how he was killed by the Mafia and the Vatican Bank.
Okay.
And then they went into detail about that together back and forth for a while.
A little conspiracy going around.
Yeah,
there.
It was pretty interesting.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Tesla company, verified Tesla company, said,
okay,
we will be offering 10,000 vehicles to support the Ukrainian military. Our cars are the most advanced explosive devices on the market.
That's
yes.
awesome.
And then Tesla also tweeted,
I wonder what Tesla's stock is doing.
I'm Tesla also tweeted, our engineers have simulated thousands of impact scenarios before killing an actual real-life child.
Lovely.
Yes.
Wow, look at Tesla's stock today. Skyrocketing.
Wow.
Up 3%.
Wow, that's so weird, right?
Hey, I mean, don't you think that this could be a setup?
Oh, it's totally set up. Donald Trump had a lot to say.
Oh, boy.
The verified Donald Trump account. He's back. He's back on Twitter. His first and foremost tweet being back was Biden-Harris 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I lost the election. You know, and then he was just going back, constantly promoting Biden and Harris for the 2024 election.
God.
He was all about it. Yeah.
Did anyone do a fake Biden account?
Not that I saw.
Interesting.
Not that I saw. Not. It was just.
See, that's what makes me think that this is totally
set
up.
It's all the people that would get the most publicity. You know, and if
no one gives a shit about Biden.
Exactly. LeBron James. This is what made people start realizing that all these are fake. It was the insulin one, it was LeBron James, and it was a hockey player. Those three were nobody believed it and made such a big uproar about their tweets that people started looking into it, people started realizing it's fake and then buying more and fucking going crazy. Four pages crazy.
But don't people, with the OJ one, because OJ has a real Twitter and then there's this other one that's
right,
verified.
All of
so
these
listen,
people have
listen,
a real Twitter.
Hold the phone. If you're following the real OJ Simpson and then this other account pops up, no one's following that account, right?
No one's following. No one followed the Tesla that said that they practiced killing children in thousands of simulations. before they actually did it.
Yeah, yeah. So then, like, people just stumble upon them because they're verified tweets.
Right. And also, like, they're at, you know how you can at whatever Ryan Dean, right? Yes. Well, their at isn't, it isn't at Elon Musk. It's at underscore Elon Musk. You know,
the real one.
It's, yeah, no, the fake one. Oh, the fake ones are something, it's not actually, because you can only have one at.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
But the name and verification. And when your name and verified, you pop up one or two or three, like the first one or two or three, right? And so, holy shit, there's another verified Elon Musk. Let's go see what his page looks like.
Okay.
That's how this happens.
That's funny. Okay.
Right. Okay. So LeBron James, one of the first official ones that was noticed, just basically made a tweet saying, I'm officially requesting a trade. Mm. It's been nice here, but I'd like to go somewhere else.
Nice.
Which made an uproar, I guess. Harmless, right? So people believed it. Because it sounded so
believable.
A
bunch of dirtbag Lakers fans freaking out.
Yeah,
a lot of angry Mexicans
Yeah. It was so believable that it was pretty crazy. It caused a shitstorm. Roblox. Verified Roblox account.
Roblox. Have you heard of Roblox?
Yes, and it's for children. And it came out way when I was a grown-up. So I just always thought... And I thought that...
I've never played it. I thought it was an interesting thing.
Or 3D or whatever. Like the rudimentary fucking...
We call it cubic in the biz.
Yeah, well, it really, the animation hurts my eyes. So I don't,
sure.
It's like playing Turok. I don't know if anyone out there knows of the game Turok. It was when fucking all those games first came out, and it really hurt my eyes.
You got some serious problems. You can't really put a lot of stuff on your skin. When I whistle, it hurts your ears like
a
dog.
I'm kind of like a big nerd. Like, I'm a nerd. Like, I have really bad eyesight.
It hurts my eyes.
My eyes are, I have special eyes. Do you remember that commercial? I have special eyes.
Okay.
Anyways. And then I have sensitive skin. You know, I can't put on a bunch of perfumes and dyes.
Is there any avocado oil in this?
I'm an all-natural kind of girl. Stop it.
Hey, but you know what? We have a product that we're about to start selling soon, not to drop anything and don't give any hints, that you can use on your skin. And you've used it before.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's conspiracy themed.
And it's really cool.
Stay tuned. It's coming. It should be coming out this month.
And really good.
You're able to use this
your
sensitive skin.
I really
skin.
Like it.
You can actually eat this stuff, by the way. So, and not that you would, but, you know.
Can I try some?
You can eat it. You can eat it. You said that you're
really,
trying to lose
really
some weight yourself. Hey.
Right now. Anyways,
okay,
so Roblox, verified account. We are adding sex to Roblox.
Mm.
That's what they tweeted. They tweeted that they're adding sex
to
Roblox.
That's totally believable.
I believe it. Okay, next verified tweet was from SpaceX. This one's kind of funny and serious and funny. It's with a heavy heart that we announce we will be ceasing all missions.
Mm.
We are funneling the $240 million in outstanding subsidies to sustainable agriculture, ending the world hunger.
Nice.
We cannot look to other planets to solve our problems here. Ooh, that was a dig at Elon Musk.
That's epic. Yeah, no, that motherfucker could end world hunger, and he just talks about being a hero, and he sits there and dicks around in fake space.
Yep. So Apple, verified Apple account. Apple Air Plus. New product, a brand new innovative group of atoms specifically tuned to enhance your Apple Store experience, now required for entry into Apple Stores globally. We think you're going to love it. $9.99 monthly.
That's a lot of words. What they should have done is...
They're basically saying
lot...
you're going to have to pay to breathe the air inside the Apple Store. That's what they're saying.
But yeah, that's a lot. It's a roundabout
it's
way to
wordy.
Get to nothing. Yeah, too much. A good tweet is very... To the point, would have been great is if they went with the South Park theme and they said, the human centipede is now real, and then they posted a picture of the human centipede.
Fuck, that would have been great.
That would have been perfect.
Great.
See, I should be marketing for these fake tweets.
We should have been on this. We don't have any extra money, but
you'd be too crazy. I could kill at this, though.
Yeah, I feel like I would have been too wordy. Like, this is something I would have done. But basically, they're making you pay $9.99 monthly to walk into a Apple Store.
Not that
again,
fine.
Taking a dig at what's his name?
Who?
At Elon Musk.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so now we're starting to get towards the end of the list. Connor McDavid, who was the hockey player, I said, like, there was only a couple things that started this off.
One
was the insulin, and then LeBron James, and this hockey player, who is a Canadian-based hockey player. He says, I have officially been traded to the New York Islanders. And he's from Chicago, so people literally went apeshit. And that was really funny, I thought, because, you know, of course they're going to go apeshit. Then we have Ron DeSantis.
Oh, real dirtbag.
Verified Ron DeSantis Twitter account. I am your god now. Trump is a little bitch. My top accomplishments, 82,000 Floridians dead of COVID.
Yeah.
COVID was in parentheses.
This is like some nerd virgin kid. That would have been nice.
All these are crazy.
It would have been nice if they would have made some reference to the third world country where the old people are literally sleeping in their cars because they can't afford rent.
Right. The only actual verified, like real verified tweet person that talked about this openly was Mark Cuban. Well, okay. That I thought worthy of talking about here. Mark Cuban, who is Elon Musk's sworn fucking enemy, his actual true to life verified account, he posted. He actually posted, with all due respect, I have very many burner accounts with no followers or little followers that I use very often. Some of them are now blue check verified, and I made them just to fuck with you. Mm. So he made these just to fuck with you. I don't know if he's talking to Elon. I don't know if he's talking to all of us.
I don't think how does that really fuck with anyone?
I don't know. Well, okay, deal. If he's the one that made fucking the Lockheed Martin tweet. You know, if he's the one that made these he says he has verified burner accounts. So if he's responsible, there is a giant...
He wouldn't make the Lockheed Martin tweet,
well, there's a big giant conspiracy now, 24 hours later, going on about how they think that Mark Cuban is responsible for 90% of this.
I personally think
that it's Elon Musk. He knew this was going to happen. He's not a stupid fucking... He's very smart.
No, he's not.
He knew this was going to happen. He knew that it was going to blow up. He warned everyone. Like I said, if you look at his tweets before all this, he warned everyone, shit's going to get crazy. And
yeah,
it got
he's not
real
smart,
crazy.
Though. I refuse to let anyone tell me that Elon Musk is smart.
Right, okay.
Shit.
So on that note, a verified Elon Musk account tweet this morning, or one of the last times before, you know... Before everything said they died, there's nothing better than waking up and enjoying a fresh, steamy cup of my own urine.
Yeah.
Such
that's
a
true.
Tangy way to start the day. If you want to be like me, you got to drink your pee. I really like that tagline.
It
if you
rhymes.
Want to be like me, you got to drink your pee.
Yeah. You can picture, like, some big football player saying that or something. Like back in the 70s when they actually used them to market stuff.
And then there's only two small ones. Matt Walsh.
Okay.
Super dumb. Isn't he an announcer of some kind?
Matt Walsh, I think, is the dumb fake conservative guy that... let me double check. I think... And he makes like all these like What's a Woman movie. And
okay,
a lot of people
well,
think
okay,
that's
so
really cool.
His verified tweet was, sex is a sacred act between a man and my wife.
Matt Walsh.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. That was one of them. And there was a giant conspiracy about Taylor Nation. And this was the Taylor Swift fans, the Swifties.
This is Tool. I can't stand this guy. He's just a smug little
bitch. Yeah, I don't
know
who he is. Yeah, he looks like a smug little bitch.
Yeah, I can't
stand
him.
He looks like he...
But a lot of conservatives like this guy because he's like the hero that, like, you know, when the Rothschilds say, when the public needs a hero, we'll create them. That's the Republican hero that was created by, like, the Rothschild groups because this guy is a total piece of shit.
He looks like he gives free rim jobs at rest stops, allegedly.
I mean, it looks like...
Rest stop bathrooms,
allegedly. He looks like the type that would call his wife a pig in public.
Right. He definitely looks like he licks butthole. Like,
sure.
Gets poop in his beard.
Hey, why don't you speak up a little bit?
Poop in his beard! Okay, so, like I said, Matt Walsh's tweet was, sex is a sacred act between a man and my wife. And then the...
Probably true.
The Taylor Nation. So, there was a Taylor Nation verified account, which is Taylor Swift's giant reunion concert where she's going to do all her oldies and goodies and whatever. I don't know. I'm not that much of a fan. I am just because I know people that
you're
are
more
fans.
Of a Zena LaVey.
I could never name any of her songs, nor could I sing them. I am not really a fan. I just know that people love her, so I respect that for them.
Well,
I'm happy
shouldn't.
For them. You know, let people be happy. Whatever. I don't care. Anyways, Taylor Nation tweeted there's a cancellation of the... pre-sale event, which was a big deal because they're all selling out and you can barely get pre-sale shit. And I only know this because my friend is signing up. She had to sign up for a credit card to get
my
on
dog
this
really likes
list.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. So it's funny that they canceled the pre-sale event saying that MasterCard's overwhelmed with the requests. So they basically shut down the pre-sale event, which threw Taylor Swifties into a fucking uproar. They were frothing, all of them. But yeah, that's it. That was all of them. The biggest one.
What are you doing there with your hands? You're making me nervous. Sorry. There's a lot of fidgets going on here. It's freaking me out.
I'm sweaty and I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, so I keep rolling my sleeves up and then I keep putting them down if I get cold because the fan is on above us.
Your breath smells like eggs.
Oh my God. Wow.
I'm just kidding. That's a line from Family Guy.
That's like, he always says that to me. It's one of the cute little pet things that he says to me. What's one of the cute pet names you call me? Cat
Kim,
Puke?
Kim Cat Puke Trad.
Yep, there's
Should
that.
Should we not have said your last name?
No,
it's out there.
Care. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's funny. Yeah, I mean, hey, it is what it is. This is interesting, though. I think that we will see more to come.
Right.
Story to pay attention to. We wanted to do somewhat of a breaking episode here.
I really, really think that this was all set up. Like, there's no way.
Well, that's the most logical thing you said about Elon Musk.
Yeah, there's no way that these billionaires invested in, like, all the advertising. There's no way that they didn't prepare for this. So something, like, you know how Elon's always like, the world's gonna come to an end and blah, blah, blah. He's always, like, doomsday and shit and scaring people.
Is he?
He does. He says stuff like that all the time. He says the end of the world is gonna be in the next, like, something, 2040 something. I can't remember. Okay. But, yeah, so I believe that he is enacting his personal plan, kind of like Hitler.
Interesting.
And we all just, like, kind of just go with it and let it happen to us, like the Jews. So I think that, you know, I'm not saying, he's just got a God complex, and he is playing with a lot of lives and a lot of, like,
yeah, he's
like,
a rich
some
retard.
Make money off Twitter,
he's gonna,
you know?
He's
like,
gonna have some problems.
Yeah, like it's just a crazy thing how, like, billionaires could just fuck with lives of people. And just get away with it. He's going to get away with it. He's not going to get sued by, like, he warned everybody, too. So there's nothing we could have all done.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is a perfect length for an episode like this. I thought that this was definitely something interesting. I wanted to throw the line out there, so to speak, see what people thought. Thank you for your research on this. This
Dumpy.
Is very interesting.
You used to call me Dump sometimes, too, Dumpy.
And I was calling you something last night, too. Drippy? Old
Drippy.
Drippy.
Old Drippy, that's what it was.
Because you're
wasn't
cold
Dumpy.
And
it was
wet.
Old Drippy.
Your
my
skin.
Feet were freezing cold. It was cold in here last night.
Like a salamander.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, this is a fun thing, though, and I appreciate everyone tuning in, listening, sharing the show. A bit of a unorthodox episode, but I appreciate your support over at Patreon or wherever else, man. I appreciate the support very much. What do you got
to
say?
I would like to know if anyone saw any other tweets or any other fake accounts that I didn't mention here. Please let me know, because that shit is fire and I would love to know. Let Ryan know what I missed, who I missed, because it is fire.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Overusing the word fire there, but that's okay. Until next time, guys, tune in, share the show with your friends. This has been another emergency-ish episode, the Twittergate stuff. Let's see what happens. Everybody take care. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. I'm pumped for UFC 281. About to watch it and get down on
Woo-hoo!
Some shit. Let's have a good rest of the weekend, guys. And
Bye.
Fuck Twitter, Elon Musk, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, and all these people. Bye, guys.